From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
From what I read from A2 yesterday, you wouldn't have been bouncing out the door with excitement, would you? It wasn't all that upbeat.
No, not really. So we've got a few results coming out at the moment and a few annual shareholders meetings, both here and in Australia. I did want to touch on the A2 Milk annual shareholders meeting yesterday, because it's been a very eventful and turbulent year for A2 Milk. June last year, the share price over $20, one of the biggest companies on the NZX. Yesterday, share price closed at $6.27 as a point of comparison. So, look, we have had the recent investor day as well. So yesterday, annual shareholders meeting, and there were some notable pieces of information from that meeting. Look, these guys in the medium term are looking for sales of about $2 billion. We're talking primarily about infant milk, selling infant milk formula up into China. They did update us on Singles Day last week. That's been a pretty big sales event for A2. Historically, you know, they've got the two labels going into China, the English label product and the Chinese label product. English label sales were down. That was expected. China labels were up strongly. That was from a very low base last year, though. Look, they're anticipating margins over time in the teens was what they talked about yesterday, and a key driver of that will be the infant milk formula. So I was interested yesterday, Mike, and they talked about the macro factors operating in China. So these are the extent and pace of the recovery in cross-border trade post-COVID-19, how international relations evolve, China's regulatory framework. But the one that caught my eye, and they have talked about before, and this is China's birth rate, because there's been a big decrease, Mike, in the number of births in China. That affects demand. But the numbers are pretty staggering. 5 years ago, China had 17.8 million births. By 2019, that was down to 14.6. In 2020, 12 million. So it dropped from 17.8 million births down to 12 million. So the measure they use, the fertility rate in China, 1.3, but if you look at somewhere like India, it's 2.2. So basically fewer babies, less demand for infant milk formula and what is already a crowded market. A couple of other things, they're looking to reduce the reliance on the Daigou channel. It is recovering, but they're not relying on a huge Daigou channel in the future. They defended the release of information to shareholders over, you know, this last period. Of course, they came under a lot of criticism for that, but still plenty of work to do, I think, Mike, to win back the confidence of shareholders.
I reckon. Speaking of dairy, how about the auction yesterday, eh?
How about that global dairy auction? We didn't have time to talk about it. There's so much going on, Mike. But very quickly, still plenty of demand there. Global dairy trade index lifted 1.9%. Good result. So that turnaround from early August continues. It's basically been positive price action since then. So three good strong auctions in a row, plus 2.2%, plus 4.3%, now up 1.9%. Skim milk powder up 1.4%, another high there. Whole milk powder up 1.9%, getting close to $4,000 per metric ton. All good. I see BNZ also yesterday lifted their 21-22 milk price forecast to $8.90.
It's going to crack nine.
Milk subs.
It's going to crack nine. Housing will be okay, I think, Andrew.
Yes.
No bubble, no popping. Calm yourself down.
Yeah, so look, I have been talking about the headwinds building next year, but no doubt you noticed yesterday the ANZ released their New Zealand property focus. They are talking to a soft landing, which tends to support your position. So they're seeing weaker house price gains next year. So we're pulling back from those 30% year-on-year gains. Three factors they're talking about that lean against the headwinds that I've been talking about. House prices are set by what happens at the margin, Mike. It's just the sales, you know. It's not every house doesn't get sold. And when you've got limited supply, which we've got at the moment, that tends to hold the price up. Secondly, FOMO, still exerting fear of missing out, still exerting demand pressure on markets. And the last one, strength of household balance sheets. You've got good savings rates, strong labour market, people have got plenty of jobs, solid income growth. That all leans against the headwinds that I talk about.
Exactly. Right, numbers, please.
The Dow Jones down a bit. Visa. Amazon have said they're going to stop taking Visa in the UK. There's a turnaround. So that's pushed the Dow down 175 points, 35,966. That's about 0.5% there. The S&P 500 down 3 points, so barely moved, 4,697. And the NASDAQ down 30 points, 0.19% fall, 15,943. Overnight, the FTSE 100 down 36, 7291. The Nikkei down 120, 29688. Shanghai Composite gained 16, 3537. The Australasian markets were weaker. The ASX 200 lost 0.68%, 7369. And we lost 0.5% in the local market, 65 points, closing at 12,837. Currencies, Kiwi dollar still under 70 cents, 0.6993. Against the US, 0.9619 Aussie, 0.6180 Euro, 0.5188 pounds, 79.98 yen. Gold, $1,865, so a bit stronger there. Brent crude, $81.10.
Have a good one, mate. See you tomorrow. JMOWealth.co.nz. The sensational Andrew Callaghan.